Brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed Pentecost to you. We gather on this 50th day now of Easter. And with evening prayer this night, we wrap up this great Easter season. Of course, the story of Pentecost is about that great gift of the Holy Spirit. And as I've been doing with my homilies, I want to begin with a little story for you today. The history of humankind has been seen many great conquerors who built great empires. We've read about Alexander. He was called the Great, and rightly so. His empire stretched from Europe to Asia. Then there was Caesar and the great Roman Empire. Then a period of time passed before another great conqueror surfaced in Europe. I'm sure that we have heard of Napoleon. He also marched through Europe and conquered most of it. In the year 1798, Napoleon captured the city of Rome and took Pope Pius VI prisoner. Napoleon thought that he could intimidate the Pope and force him to become his puppet because the church had considerable political power at the time. The Pope replied, "Oh no, you won't intimidate me." Napoleon retorted, "Oh yes, I will. Within a year, you will be my puppet." To which the Pope calmly replied, "If we, who are the church, have for 1800 years failed to destroy the church with our sins, I doubt very much you will succeed." Brothers and sisters, seven spiritually is the perfect number. Easter takes full advantage of that. If I asked you, what is 7 times 7? The answer, of course, is what? For 49 days, we've heard about Jesus' resurrection, his appearance to his apostles. We've heard about his ascension. And now that we gather on this 50th day, and we notice there's something different. The color that I wear. We notice the color that adorns everyone, the amble, and also the order, the altar. Everyone red is symbolic either of a martyr, someone who died for the faith, or what we gather to celebrate today, the power, everyone, of the Holy Spirit. Okay, we say this. We hear the story of God the Father, everyone, in the Old Testament, God the Son in the Gospels, and in the rest of the New Testament, everyone, we hear the story of this third person of the Holy Trinity. Okay? And his story continues in you and me. Now, isn't it interesting, everyone? I told people at all the masses, if you ever see a painting of the Holy Trinity, we often see the Father depicted as a person, the Son depicted as a person, but I've never seen the Holy Spirit depicted as a person. It's always a symbol. It might be wind, it might be a cloud, it might be water, it might be a dove, it might be fire. And yet, we say the third person of the Holy Trinity. I want to look at 4 things today that we learned from that first reading about what the Holy Spirit gave the apostles and gives you and me. Number 1, an absolute fearlessness. It's been so long, everyone, 50 days, that we probably forgot, everyone, the resurrection stories. Remember what happens when Jesus dies and he finally comes to them? They lock themselves together because they're scared. But Jesus comes and he breathes on them and gives them the Holy Spirit. And look at what they happen. They go forth, everyone. Are they arrested? Of course they are. Are they put in prison? Yes, they are. Do they face persecution? Of course they do. Are they flogged? Yes, they do. And yet when they're let out, everyone, or they're let go, what do? They go and they preach Jesus. What a difference. The Spirit brings fearlessness. Shouldn't fear. Number 2, there is a reality. All mattered. There's one thing I want you to learn today in this homily. It is this. They all mattered. Whenever you see a picture, everyone, of the first Pentecost, I want you to look at that fire. And what you notice is the fire comes upon all of them. Not just Peter, on all of them. They all matter. This story, everyone, to remind you of that. A black squirrel once asked a wise old owl, "What was the weight of a single snowflake?" "Why, nothing more than nothing," the owl answered. The squirrel then went on to tell the owl about a time when he was resting on a branch of a maple tree, counting each snowflake that came to rest on the branch till he reached the number 1,973,864. Then with the settling of the next snowflake, crack, The branch suddenly snapped, throwing the squirrel and also the snow to the ground. So the squirrel turns to the wise old owl and says this, "You say what you say, but this is what I say." That was surely a whole lot of nothing. One snowflake. Matter. All were given a mission. All were sent. All mattered. Number three, the Holy Spirit gives what is needed. The language of Jesus and the disciples, everyone was Aramaic. They knew one language. And yet we learn at that first Pentecost, these people are all over. These Jews come from all these nations. It's the first fruits, everyone. They bring their first fruits. That's why they're all gathered. People from all of these different countries, all of these different languages. And what are they able to do? They're able to speak in tongues. And be like this. I tell confirmation interviews kids this. I say, you know something? I want you to remember this. Jesus tells his disciples, go to all nations, teach and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's all great. But here's the trick to it. What if I was told today, Father Schuster, I want you to go to Russia, and I want you to preach Jesus Christ. Okay, but you know what the problem is? Guess. I can't speak Russian. Can't speak it. I tell the kids this. I say, give the apostles credit. Jumped the gun before Pentecost, and they would have accomplished nothing. But they waited. The Holy Spirit came, and they went. And it changed everything. Here's the fourth thing. Things radically changed. When the persecution began in Jerusalem, everyone, the apostles started to go forth. Okay? They started to go to different countries. They started to speak to people of different languages. People started to accept it. This is one I thought about this last week. Thomas ended up in India. Peter ended up in Rome. Now, for us, that's not that far, but if you look at a map back in the day and how they traveled, it's a long ways. And the question I had to ask myself is this. How often, after Pentecost, did Thomas see Peter? Did Peter see Thomas? Things changed. You know something? That's our story, too. We all matter. This was the story of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit wouldn't just come upon me. That fire had come upon all of you, every one of you. We are sent forth, everyone, without fear, and we are to go and proclaim Jesus Christ. Could it happen someday that Father Schuster is sent to Russia and I may never see my family again? It's possible. It's possible. You never know. But the main thing, everyone, is that we matter and that we go. Back to Napoleon. Towards the end of his life, he was exiled on the rock of St. Helena. There, the conqueror of civilized Europe had time to reflect on his life and even on Jesus Christ. In his reflections, he made this statement. Other conquerors founded their empires by force. Jesus Christ alone founded his empire upon love. Napoleon finally understood why he could not destroy the church. Because the church is human as well as divine, and it is the Holy Spirit that dwells in and gives life to the church. Napoleon is right. People do not want to be driven by force. People want to be driven by love. That's who we are, brothers and sisters. People see Christians, they ask, who are we? Our call, as I've been telling us the last 3 weeks, is simple. Love one another. See people do that, and people will want to be engaged. Try to force it, and they're going to walk away. So go, brothers and sisters. Go without fear and proclaim the Trinity who we honor next weekend, everyone, as we pray together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.